here. To me, it's one of the most powerful phrases in the world, I'm here. It is so utterly simple and so utterly true that anything that comes after it is just an addition to that basic, unfaltering truth. If we look at the sentence itself, I am here. In truth, all those words mean the same thing. It's the English equivalent of Satchitananda. If we recognize that very basic truth, I am here, then we have the opportunity first to be welcomed here, to welcome yourself here, to welcome what else has appeared here in this room, this night, these faces, sounds, lights, that has appeared here where I am. So always, if we can come back to that basic truth, I am here, and then that's where we find what needs no floorboard or needs no foundation for its support, because it's the truth. Even if you say, I am not here, it's coming from I am here. That can only be said here, and can only be said if you are here. So even the power to deny yourself comes from the truth of yourself. I invite you to tell the truth very deeply. You may have particular feelings that are here. They are welcome. Because you know when feelings change, you are still here. And feelings may be wonderful or may be extremely uncomfortable. They will change. You remain. Here remains. Here doesn't change. Things change here. Tomorrow comes here. Yesterday was here. Sun comes here. Clouds come here. Here is limitless beingness discovering itself as I. So if that can be the return, then we can recognize how much space is I. How much space is being? How much space is here? How much room? And in that there is the solidity of oneself, and all the stories that are told bounce off that solidity, or rest in that solidity for a period of time, reach for that solidity. Now that's the ground of the ground. I am here. And you can allow whatever is evoked by that to be present. You can turn your attention to this fundamental truth. I am here. You can actually rest your mind in this truth. Your thinking mind for this moment can be embraced by this truth. And as investigation, just in this moment, can you find a beginning or an end to here? Has here ever been absent from your life? Mm-hmm. And can you find a time in your life when you ever were not? In your experience, haven't you always been? And in this moment, if you turn your attention to this pronoun that we use, that everyone uses some version of, I, and if we don't limit it to a particular story about I, or a particular definition, or a particular gender, or a particular body, can we recognize it as the consciousness which is here? Deeper than a thought, and yet informing every thought. And this can continue for you in different ways, but it is it's both the starting point and the ending point of our time together. So in the next days, we will examine the particular stories that attempt to define I, attempt to define being, and attempt to define here. And in any moment, we can simply return to the fundamental truth that needs no definition for its truthfulness. I am here. And then we can also ask ourselves, if we turn our attention to I am here, is it enough? If our full attention, is turned to I am here, is anything lacking? There's no correct answer. It's a discovery. So, whenever you like, you can open your eyes. Just know that that is alive within you.